John's father was asked to take a risk-free chance on what could be the dream of a lifetime. That small farmer took the opportunity, and today, a well-known agricultural enterprise continues its proud history from well over a century ago. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
When Prohibition was enacted, most wineries in the nation immediately had to look for another way to make a living. Such was the case at Herman, Missouri's Stonehill Winery.
Prohibition wiped out the wine industry because of all the anti-German sentiment with World War I. Stonehill, because of the huge series of underground cellars, was converted into a mushroom farm.
Mushrooms were grown here into the 1960s, but that's when John Held's family entered the picture.
The owner was planning his exit strategy and had a dream to see Stonehill become a winery again. My parents just happened to be growing grapes.
The owner of Stonehill, a mushroom farm, contacted John's dad about his idea to return the place to making wine.
I have a business proposition for you. No risk. I'm not going to charge you anything. Just come try out a winery in a small corner of the facility. Dad did. He didn't have anything to lose. He was just a poor farmer with a net worth of $1,200. And he took a gamble, and it paid off.
John grew up around Stonehill and saw his family grow the winery back to the prominence it had before Prohibition.
My goal is to make the very best wine we can out of these regional grape varieties and bring them back to the prominence that they had in pre-Prohibition years. Stonehill, back in the day before Prohibition, was awarded 9 gold medals at World Fair competitions. They were declared to have the best red wine of all nations in Vienna at the World's Fair.
And John says his work today can stack up with the places around the world that are known for great wines. It's a place to come to learn the past and see the present and future of one of the nation's oldest wineries. Traveling the countryside in Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.